Hi guys, thanks for watching miasnewpairofglasses.com and welcome to part 9 in my SpaceX Deception series. So far in this series, I've taken the mysteries out of the things people have seen in the sky, connected known launches with unknown events in the sky, exposed their true agenda, and revealed to you the methods and technology the controllers used to do it. How did we do all this? By having the 100% correct working model. When you have the correct model, it's simple. You actually get answers, and there are no more mysteries and complicated theories. So, this is the perfect time to pause for a second and have a flashback so I can show you what having the answers can do for you. In this video, I'm going to show you an uncut version of a video I captured during the December 22nd, 2017 SpaceX launch, where I had no prior knowledge, like most, of the planned launch before witnessing it. Though kind of embarrassing, well, scratch that, really embarrassing, I feel it's important to show you where I was a year ago before meeting Brian and before learning his 100% correct working model. This was me before.
Okay, I'm in San Diego, California, and I don't know what is going on or what that is up in the sky. Okay, stay inside.
Yo.
Watch out. I don't know what that is or what happened.
Holy shit.
What do you think I've been trying to tell you this whole fucking time?
Oh my god.
Do you understand what I've been trying to tell you and nobody wants to listen?
Oh my gosh.
So, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm trying to get it all on my camera. I'm like shaking right now. I don't. I'm trying to record it. I don't know. Everybody on my street is out. Everybody is out on the street.
Took off. See that?
Okay, I'm in San Diego, California, and we don't know what's going on. I'm shaking. I can't even hold the camera. I don't know what's in the sky.
I can't believe it. Just when you thought the impossible happened.
I told you. I've been.
Great movie.
You guys, I told you. You think
so
I'm crazy.
What? I never said you're
yes,
crazy.
Yes, you have. No, I've been telling you.
That's pretty interesting, though. And I wonder what that light is. Like, where's it coming from?
I don't know.
Dude, that's a trip, huh?
Isn't that?
What is it?
There's something lighting up the sky, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what that light is lighting up the sky.
Now, I want to clarify what was going through my mind at that time that had me in so much fear. I had a belief at the time that the controllers were going to stage a fake alien invasion, falling for the YouTube theories that aliens weren't real But the reason the government was going to disclose the existence of aliens would be to fake their existence to usher in a new world order. And in those first moments of recording that event from where I was, my first reaction was the thought it was happening then. Well, the deception is the New World Order has already been in effect since the late 1940s. And the other part of that deception is that there will be an alien invasion, and it ain't gonna be fake. Hold tight, I will go into that in my next series. I, like most people, operated under uncertainty and fear before learning of Brian's model. But when exposed to the truth, it clears up that fear and uncertainty, gets you on the right path, and gives you focus and clarity. I was able to capture some quick video with Brian of the November 2018 launch from my balcony. I didn't get good footage. However, it's a good example of where I am now. This is uncut video showing my reaction and state of mind, knowing what I know now.
There's another one behind it. There was something that just fell off of it. That's why he's calling. He sees it.
Look how far I've come in 1 year. I shifted my direction and attention as a result of learning the truth. My channel blew up as a result of my content based on the truth. And now I have my own membership site. When I used to be stressed, anxious, and fearful, I now have focus, clarity, and answers. That is what I want to give you and others by sharing this truth. I also want to clarify something I said in my last video when I talked about why they launch at twilight to avoid people being suspicious of launches that could take place in the middle of the night when nobody would be awake or film them. What I mean by that is their people. So the people working for SpaceX, all the engineers and the people that work on these launches that have a very low level of awareness of what's going on. What they do is they keep everybody compartmentalized. So the only people that really know the true objective, agenda, and what's going on up there are the top level controllers. So to launch at twilight is the best chance of not having their own teams of people get suspicious of what they're actually doing. So stay tuned for part 10, where I go into the different events captured across the world, including in China and Norway, and I talk about where the controllers are trying to get to and why they're doing it now. For answers on what I referenced earlier about the alien invasion and to find out the difference between the masters and the controllers and who they are, you're going to have to wait for my next series. Thanks for watching, everybody. Stay safe, be good to one another, and as always, God bless.